B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's back. Football Friday with Zoe. Brought to you by Clifton Savings Bank. Proudly going beyond banking to serve you better. Visit ClintonSavings.com, Clinton Savings Bank, and experience an experience you can bank on. I'm so excited. Football is back, although the game last night was nothing to write home about.
No.
But Scott Zolak's with us this morning. Morning, Zoe.
What's going on?
Where are you, buddy?
I'm sitting in traffic on 95.
Okay.
Fun.
95, that's fun. Did you watch the game last night?
Fun? You think it's fun?
Hey, you get to listen to an exciting morning show for a change. That's good.
Hey, this new guy, Bob, he knows I only do this interview with Bell, right?
Thanks, Zoe. I appreciate that.
I'm just breaking your balls.
I know. Is that why they're both wearing their Ray-Bans now?
Sorry, we got our sunglasses on.
Yes,
we're ready.
Do.
Yeah,
we
they're
do.
Ready.
Great.
We're in Zoe mode.
Excellent.
All right,
excellent.
So let's jump in. Let's ask a few football questions first, and then LBF, I know, has got a
personal
question. Yeah, personal question.
Getting to know Zoe.
All right, so Scott, I saw the predictions. I don't know who made it. It was one of the NFL, whatever. Maybe a game. They did the simulation. They have the Chargers versus the Saints in the Super Bowl. How crazy is that?
Well, I got Patriots Saints.
The way
it should play out. I think the Saints should have been there last year, and nothing's changed with that team. The better that you watch the game last night, when you have a good quarterback will always beat the bad one. And here's the sad thing. Jared Goff just got inked to that $110 million guaranteed contract. The Bears are going to do the same to this kid next year, Trubisky. And it will be an unmitigated disaster, sadly, because they probably have the best defense in the National Football League.
Wow, you're already off the Trubisky train. Jeez.
I was off it last year.
I didn't know that.
We were in Chicago, called the game. You can just tell the kid doesn't see the field well. And I did Ryan Tannehill games for 4 years when he was in Miami.
Yeah.
He's the same guy. Same
okay.
Cat.
I got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Zoe, I'm curious. Some of the new guys on the roster, who's some of your favorites, some guys we should be looking out for? I was happy to see the Gunner made the team. He seems like a fun kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, this Harris kid from Alabama, you know, he's not very heralded, but he runs really hard. So kind of dose him up. I think Sony Michel looks different this year. He's more athletic. But obviously, Jacoby Myers, you know, had a really good camp. We really haven't seen him click with Brady. It'll be interesting to see what comes and what evolves out of that. But Jamie Collins coming back and Michael Bennett, you know, on defense. Defense is going to be really good, guys. It's going to be fun to watch them kill people this year.
It's going to be great.
Not literally. So, not literally.
How are you feeling about no Gronk, though, this year?
I mean, we've gotten used to have him and also not have him because of injuries.
Yeah.
So it's not like this shock where, man, you've had this guy for 16, 18 straight games and he's so dependable and so reliable. He was always a luxury to have.
Mm-hmm.
And they've learned to play without him.
Yeah, that's true.
They'll be multiple enough. They'll be all right.
Yeah.
Cool.
And Edelman, you think?
Yeah, as long as he stops doing all these pop-up stores and videos. radio shows. He's the kind of guy that would come into our building and not go on our show, but go on your show because he knows it would further his off-the-field stuff.
That's good. We like guys sense. Like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
hey, tell him to come on in.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Burger time.
Okay. All right, LBF.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have Camille Kostic on, right?
Now, yes.
Thankfully, I was not here then.
Wow.
That was,
that was fun. She can come back anytime.
I'll bet.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
You're a tall, blonde drink of water.
So
you must have had a lot of dates. We do dating disasters on Friday. Have you ever had, like, an unmitigated disaster on a date?
Oh, God, yeah. You can just, oh. Way back in my early days here, I went out with someone and took her to, someone said, go to this good steakhouse called Durgan Park. It's not even in existence anymore. You walk in, it's like one of these big women like Helga serving you this big slab of meat.
Yes.
And it comes on this bone-in, what's a rib? What was it? What'd they serve
T-bone.
There? What was it? Prime rib.
Prime rib.
And I'm like, it's going to take me an hour to eat this. And like, I knew I wanted to eat and scram in about 5 minutes because I didn't want to talk to this person anymore. I sat there and just looked at my steak and I cut it for an hour and I said, okay, check please, no dessert. I got up and left.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You were the disaster, not her. I mean, seriously? You know, there?
It was so bad. I mean, this is prior to cell phones, early 90s, you know, so it's not like...
You couldn't text a friend to get you out of it?
Blind date.
Right. Yeah, this wasn't like Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn, and what the hell was that movie?
The Breakup.
Yeah. No.
Call me and get me out of this. I couldn't even do that.
Oh, yeah. So
baby wants lemons, baby gets lemons.
Wow.
She opened her mouth and it sounded like she was from Revere. No offense.
Oh, no.
Well, there goes their Revere people.
That's right.
You never go for looks. You got to go for the whole package.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
well, that's what my husband did.
Oh, God. So, all right. So, how you feeling about Sunday night football, the New England Patriots versus the Steelers?
They don't lose at home. They never lose at home to the Steelers.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. Nice.
But, you know, Mike Tomlin is a job for life. How do you get that? That guy is just there forever.
Well, I mean, I think he's a lot similar to what Cowher was. Those guys that are – I'm not going to call Mike a cheerleader, but he's one of those players coaches. Yeah, you know, we do what we do. We're just going to line up. We're going to hit him. He's tough-nosed Pittsburgh-type guy that just adapts and allows the players to sort of run that culture in that locker room, which is why they had the problems they had. But, hey, Mike's been there for a while. I think he's a top six coach in the league, and he's good for the league.
All right, so you got the Pats by how many? What do you think?
About 17.
Really?
14, 17, all somewhere right there. Yeah.
Wow, that's nice. Impressive. Okay,
made
right
a lot of money down last night. Made a lot of money last night. Green Bay and the under.
I love it. Well, this awesome is fun, man. Thanks for...
You know what the great thing is? Real quick, you know what the great thing is now? I live out in West Wrentham on that border right by Cumberland. Mm-hmm. I could walk out of my house, walk 40 feet, and on my phone, gamble. I don't know why Massachusetts doesn't do this. They're missing out, man.
All right. Well, we'll all be down gambling from your side yard.
Yeah, I like it. That's good. Thought you made more money than that. Okay.
I think you make money.
Scott, you're great.
Hey, look at Antoine Walker.
Too.
All right. Thanks, so.
We'll catch you next week and in the hallway. Scott Zolak.
Awesome.
Fantastic. You got to love that.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.